Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we got Bob McElvain, who lost his son on 9/11, joining us for about 30 minutes coming up. Then I'm going to take a few phone calls and get into the economic news and some other important news we've got here in front of us. But James Gourley, chemical engineering, he's also a lawyer, founder and executive director of International Center for 9/11 Studies, just doing yeoman's work and needs your support. You were finishing up with your comment on the TSA and your view on that, and then you were telling me about some of the videos you guys have released now on the BitTorrents. You know, the problem is when you got 4.5, 5 terabytes, even if we put that out and 1,000 people downloaded 5 terabytes, that would probably cost me $10,000. I mean, this stuff is expensive. So they've gone from giving you nothing to just, you know, throwing the kitchen sink at you.
Yeah, that's right. We have released one portion of the data that we've received, and it's called the cumulus database, which is what they call this searchable database of video clips that they used. And they sent me basically that entire database, except I think they withheld some things that they claim under one of the exemptions to FOIA, but that's a whole other story. But our chief technical officer at the International Center has actually compressed that 500 gigabytes down to, I think, 80 or 100 gigabytes using a lossless compression algorithm. And we released that over BitTorrent. And, you know, independent, he tells me that thousands of people have been downloading it. Like, there have been thousands of seeds on BitTorrent. So people, it's going all over the
world. Oh, yeah. And then it gets uploaded on YouTube. And then, you know, kind of the group mind, the liberty, individualistic collective is then able to mine through it all. Very, very exciting. I want to point out the Drudge Report is linked to our story about Big Sis, you know, caves in on the pilots who, again, who are they fly the aircraft. They shouldn't have to go through security, any security. This is asinine. But now we've got a new, even more important article up at prisonplanet.com, and I'm told it's going up on Infowars.com. It's Big Sis caught lying to the American people in her USA Today piece, and it's just all lies. And it's so important to show how she's lying to you, because then it destroys any credibility she had. Your comment on that, James?
Yeah, I mean, I've been really enjoying the coverage you've been giving it. I mean, it really warms my heart every time Drudge links to your website, to an article on your site, because I know people are going to go there and they're going to be exposed to all kinds of other information that they need to see that they might not have been exposed to it otherwise. So, I think it's just great. Drudge is probably linked to your website, what, 10 times in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, so. I think it's exactly 10 times. He's been continually linked to us now for 11 days. Last night he took down the articles we had, and he put new ones up today. And, again, Drudge had 9 billion page views this year alone. 9 billion. That's not hits. That's page views, and they calculate that's probably more than 7 billion people visiting it. Of course, many of them over and over again. But it's the number one news website in places like Japan, in areas of Africa, Europe. I mean, it just has such a huge effect. And obviously, it's buoying everything we do at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And that's my goal, is to try to bring sanity back to society. And it just shows how far we've come. Again, to have Geraldo Rivera coming out and saying, yeah, Building 7 looks suspicious, needs to be investigated. It's very exciting. Well, James, I look forward to talking to you again in the near future as you mine through all this incredible video and get more of it out to the public. And we look forward to speaking to you again in the future. It's ic911studies.org, Executive Director, International Center for 9/11 Studies. Godspeed, my friend.
Thanks. You too, Alex.
All right, that's awesome interview. Just great job. Again, a lawyer taking action, getting all this footage, and it's just every week, bombshell, bombshell, bombshell. And they've only gone through a tiny fraction of almost 5 terabytes of video. Can you imagine the smoking guns that are waiting? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us with Bob McElvain, lost his son on 9/11.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a key story. PrisonPlanet.com. It's Big Sis Caught Lying. Now, that's a long thing to put in the Google search engine, and I meant to do it in the first hour, but it didn't go up till about 15 minutes ago, and it's an excellent, detailed article that Steve Watson put together. I know why it took him a lot longer to put together. There are so many lies, it will make your head spin. And this is a big deal. They staged the events of 9/11. They use it to federalize America. Their own internal Homeland Security reports say returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, anti-war people, anybody who's politically active, you are the terrorist. Meanwhile, the pilots, they're trying to, you know, grope them. It's all about domination and control. And they use 9/11 to launch all these illegal wars. They use 9/11 to make the government more secretive with the trillions missing from the Pentagon. It's over $4 trillion now. It's bipartisan corruption. And she writes a big article in USA Today, written by Big Sis, by Janet Napolitano. And she writes this huge article. And the entire thing is a tissue of lies. So I want to Google search the term Big Sis Caught Lying. Big Sis Caught Lying. And you can alternately just put in Big Sis Caught, as another search, but Big Sis Caught Lying. Big Sis Caught Lying. Put B-I-G-S-I-S Caught Lying. Or you could just say Big Sis Lying. There's a lot of different ways to put it in, but whatever you do, just pick one. Big Sis Caught Lying. Let's just go with that as number one search term. Big Sis Caught Lying, four words. Big Sis Caught Lying, put into Google over and over again. It's having a huge effect. The globalists hate this. This is a key way to revolt against these people. Big Sis Caught Lying, and then the other search term is Big Sis Lying. Just take the caught out. Big Sis Lying and Big Sis Caught Lying, and I know we'll make it number one. It should be number one in the next 2 hours. This is the ongoing revolt to show them the power of the American people. Let's show her what the alternative media can do. She's in USA Today telling us, we search you in private areas. No, they don't. They do it out in public. The genital squeezing is not invasive. There's no radiation in these. The scientists say it's safe. She goes on and says, we've always been doing these pat-downs. Which is a lie. They are intensifying the pat-downs. In a way, though, it's true. I was just in a video of a little three-year-old girl crying and screaming as a TSA worker grabs them in areas from 2 years ago. I mean, they've done these sometimes, but now they want to do it to everybody, so that's the change. So it's just all lies. She also says they're not saving the images, which is an admitted lie. Big Sis Caught Lying to the American people. It's up at prisonplanet.com right now. Okay, before we go to Bob McElvain, who's no stranger to this show, great patriot, you know, tells it like it is, lost his son on 9/11, I want to play a brief clip of Geraldo Rivera. And it's a seven-minute clip. It's up on Infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. And it is extremely powerful. And they show Larry Silverstein talking about giving the order to blow up 7. Which he said on television. We're supposed to ignore that. It's all hidden in plain view. Geraldo Rivera changes his mind on architects and engineers for 911 Truth and building what? And at the end, you know, he says, look, I see your perspective now. This needs to be investigated. Here's the clip.
Well, I'm not done. I'm still a parent. I'm a parent who has an obligation to find out why my son was murdered. As far as this show and New York City, I want the investigation. That will not be sufficient
not
enough.
Not your wound. I get it.
And I'm going beyond that.
But it's
that.
The beginning.
But of course it's the beginning, but that's why I support this Building What campaign.
Bob McElvain, we thank you. Tony Zimbardi, thank you very much. It is an intriguing topic. I certainly am much more open-minded about it than I was, and it is because of the involvement of the 9/11 families and all these engineers and architects. Clearly, they know more than I do. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
This is a Fox News alert.
Okay, so they've always had this lie on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, CNBC, that the families hate you when you talk about inside job or a new investigation. I've had the head of the biggest victim's family group on the radio, and it's in my film Terror Storm. We have the clip. And he said that half or more, and that was 4 years ago, of the 9/11 families believe total inside job, and that he believes it. They've had polls in New York of 83% believe they're being lied to. Angus and Reid, New York Times poll, 83%, 2006. We've had CNN polls of 80-plus percent. We're the majority. 6 of the 10 commissioners said it was a fraud and a lie. So this minority sits up there and says, we're kooks, we shouldn't look into this. Now it comes out, Fox News and AP, that Anwar al-Awlaki, this is 3 weeks ago now, the number three guy in al-Qaeda in 2001, now number one under bin Laden, is hanging out secretly at the Pentagon with the top brass. And the underwear bomber was gotten on the plane by the State Department under CIA orders. This is all admitted. And al-Awlaki was in control of the Fort Hood shooter, and he was protected. Yeah, there's some Fruit Loop crazy Muslims out there, like there's Fruit Loop crazy Christians or whatever, or Fruit Loop crazy Jews or Germans or Italians or any other group. And the point is the government's going out and finding them and then letting them do stuff to take our rights. But that's not what happened on 9/11. This was a pure inside job. They blew up Building 7 in front of everybody. And Bob McElvain, what is it like for you to see Geraldo Rivera start to tell the truth and say, oh, because the families are involved. You've always been involved. The families were there at the commission holding up signs saying lies, lies, lies. You were there. They ordered Sybil Evans, the FBI translator, not to talk. She heard, quote, the CIA in command of bin Laden on 9/11. She's broken her gag order, as you know. I mean, it's the same story. And what is it like for you now and your son that you lost? Tell folks briefly about him so they can personalize this and understand to really start to see some headway get going here.
Well, I'll tell you, just can't believe how anxious I was going up there because, you know, this is what I did. This is what I've done since 9/11, 2001. And, of course, the media just refuses to cover it. So when we got the call, it was just, it's all for Bobby. Again, to briefly talk about Bobby. Bobby was 26 years old. He had graduated from Princeton. He started work in New York, and he had just started work with Merrill Lynch, which was not in the towers, I guess a month and a half, 2 months before 9/11. And I am very so interested in the towers, just not 7, but 1 and 2 because of the explosions, which, of course, NIST, which is National Institute of Standard Technology, which investigated Building 7, and the 9/11 Commission, which I made 90% of, everyone just ignored the idea that there was explosions. Of course, you need explosions for demolition. And it's taken me, 4 or 5 years. It took me at least 4 or 5 years to finally track down what happened to Bobby, and I found out, talking to the doctors, I know his injuries. I have pictures of his injuries. And he was one of the bodies found immediately, one of the first 10 bodies. And he had died coming down. He had just gotten off the subway, walked over to Merrill Lynch at the last second, decided to go up on the 106th floor. But before I think this, as he walked into the lobby of the North Tower, he was blown up.
And now there's all these new NIST videos talking about how there were explosions going off, and that's what Willie Rodriguez and others have said, is that there were explosions going off before planes even hit, seconds before.
Well, people have to understand, too, that you need explosions. And any demolition, you're going to have explosions to set stage for the actual demolition itself. So there's a strong possibility because, again, the nature of my son's injuries were chest and face, severe lacerations all over the place, that I think he was walking in the doors before the plane hit, because certainly if the plane hit, he would have run. And if he had died, he would have had injuries in the back. But that's beside the point. I had taken his body home that week, and it's taken me so long to find out exactly what did happen to him. So the explosions are a big key to me. And, of course, as a parent, I'm looking at this as, hey, these are the murderers of my son. And, of course, the press, you know, the anger I have, it's profound anger. But I need that anger because it keeps me going, because if you don't have that anger...
What is it like when you watch Bush grandstanding on the pile?
It's brutal. It's just, you can't imagine. It's just, again, the only way I can tell you, if you have children and your child was murdered and they refuse to have an investigation and yet you know who the murderer is. Well, and of course,
the murderer's grandstand is our saviors as well.
Right, but it's just, you just have to imagine that, though, and but they're grandstanding. So, and you have to turn down your anger. But this is why a lot of family members won't speak up about it, because you've got to find other means to cope with life. And to carry that anger around with me is just mind-boggling.
Absolutely. But the issue of the mainstream media having to start warming up to 9/11 truth, because 7 stands on its own, and if you look at the numbers and the polls, 9/11 truth has gotten stronger, not weaker, and I believe this is the beginning of the system having to capitulate, Bob.
Well, I really hope. I really, you know, and I can't get optimistic because, you just hate being knocked down constantly. I mean, I've been doing this for years and years. You know, and I get my hopes up, and, you know, this is going to be the beginning. And I really do. I mean, it was a big, big deal. And we just got to keep after it. But I just, you know, it's like taking baby steps. I just have to say, well, maybe this will be the thing that throws us over the top. Because I just want so desperately the world to know that this is what governments do, and specifically, in this case, our government. And Corrado, you know, he's good. He put it out there. I spoke my piece. I talked about the Tower of 7. But he also let me say, I said it was an inside job. And he didn't come down and jump all over me and call me all sorts of names. So that's progress. It really is.
No, it's big progress. Well, he couldn't sit there with two real human beings, a father and an engineer, and see the facts and then say hateful things to you. I have a lot more respect for Geraldo Rivera. But I can tell him, my God, he was a truther. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution, How to Argue with a Liberal about Constitutional Issues and Win Every Time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this Crash Course for Patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes 6 CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus kit. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
Coming up in the next segment, we've got a two-year-old video of a small child being grabbed by TSA and crying. So they've been doing this enhanced rape down for a long time. Bob McElvain, what's your view on the TSA and the stuff going on?
I just can't see myself getting on a plane again because I mean, talk about my anger, and I can't imagine someone searching me like that. I think I'd have to punch him in the mouth. I'm really worried about it because my wife definitely still wants to travel and it's mind-boggling, absolutely mind-boggling, and this all, of course, goes back to 9/11. That's why 9/11 is so important. Everything that has happened, I mean, the world is just upside down, and what they do is, you know, when you're talking about Al Qaeda, we have to realize this is all a myth. It's about it once. He said, the enemy of truth is not the lie, it is the myth, when it does become a myth. And that's the bad thing of this. All they have to do is mention Al-Qaeda, but no one has a clue what Al-Qaeda is. And that's what, it, you know, again, the anger is just mind-blowing. I don't know how I'm going to go on a plane. I just don't know what will happen because, I mean, I always worry about, you know, losing my temper like that.
Well, here you are with these goons, and you know it's an inside job, and everything they're doing is made up, built on a fraud. And Bob, I wish every time that there was a terror attack, I'm like, please let it be a real Muslim, because that's not very scary, knowing there's a few, you know, nuts out there. I mean, there's people getting mugged and killed every day in the town I live in of a million people, and they don't act like it's the end of the world when somebody gets killed. That's what goes on. But then if it's a Muslim blowing something up, it gets a million times scarier, and we've got to give all our rights up, and then every time you research it, it's the government behind it all.
Right. And how do we get that in schools? I mean, it's understanding history, you know, especially since the 70s when they developed this strategy of tension, you know, when they've been working with these people forever. That's what people have to understand. It's easy to find a patsy to do these bidding things. Like, you know, you have some joker on a plane that someone lets them on. You know, he's from India, you know, from the State Department. I mean, it's ridiculous. But, if you travel around the world, you realize that we especially in the United States, live in a bubble. And especially if you talk to people in Russia, they know it's propaganda here. We still think it's free press. And that's our biggest darn problem in this country.
I think that's starting to change. Well, it's building what.org, and it's having a big effect, and folks have been supporting and getting the word out. And, Bob, I appreciate you popping in with us today, but, you know, even if it takes 5 years, 10 years, we're winning in the court of public opinion. The government is losing its tool of staged terror. Even Glenn Beck last week said the government may stage in Oklahoma City. What's your take on that?
Well, I try hard not to listen to Glenn Beck. I mean, he's right. I try to avoid watching TV.
Sure. But I mean, what I'm saying is, regardless, to stay in the game, to stay relevant, Geraldo Rivera is, you know, talking about inside job and saying, boy, that's a good point. I see what you're saying. And Glenn Beck's talking about Obama blowing stuff up.
Right.
Well, I got news for you, Beck. They all blow stuff up. They blow stuff up in Argentina on September 11th, decades ago with Pinochet, or Chile, excuse me. You know, they do it all over the world. It's been declassified. Grow up and realize that Hitler did it, Beck. And stop attacking people like us that tell the truth.
That's right. That's what has to, you know, and some people have to be educated, and that's what it's all about.
We've only got a few minutes left, Bob, but any other points you'd like to impart to the listening audience?
Let me just briefly talk about Geraldo. That, you know, he talked to us a few minutes before we went on the air, and again, I was very anxious about it, and I just think he did a wonderful job, so... You know, we just that's where the hope is, that the fact that he did that, and he wanted to talk about Bobby, but he actually explained to me, he said, look, we just don't have the time because there's certain key points I want to make. And the people, you know, behind the scenes, everyone just treated us tremendously. So that gives me hope. Well, and another quick story, we walked out of the studio, and Huckabee was there. And he was supposed to appear like in 10 minutes later, and he stood up, grabbed our hands, shook our hands, and he said, this is astounding. I just can't believe it. So it's all about the media, the fact that the media has kept us hidden.
We
actually felt it. I didn't know this about Building 7, and it's a controlled demolition. If everyone in the world has seen that, they see that is a controlled demolition. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. So therefore, this is where we're going to start this investigation. Someone had a demolish. Let's go to the demolition company. Let's talk to Giuliani. This has to come, and then it'll steamroll into the whole 9/11 scenario, because the 9/11 people aren't going to let this be the only thing that happens as far as an investigation.
I'll tell you what, Bob, you're onto something key here. Stay with us a few more minutes before I get into the economy and this bombshell TSA information. I want to come back and continue that line of discussion, because Bo Deedle, you know, famous New York detective, we got footage that We Are Change did. Well, I'll tell you about it when we get back. He was talking about bombs in the buildings, too. We have that footage.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Here's some of the headlines at TSA. Caves on molesting pilots. Some of the headlines at GCNlive.com. TSA caves on molesting pilots. That's top linked up on Drudge as well. Homeland Security trying to shut down air travel. Green Movement wants airlines nationalized so non-essential travel can be banned. That's at GCNlive.com. Coming up, I want to play this two-minute video right at the end of, this hour. Call of Duty Black Ops shows good guys using torture. And George Bush is saying he'd order torture again. Well, then why are the people that got caught torturing in prison, but Bush gets to admit he ordered it? That's at GCNlive.com. And we've got a new breaking story, flashback, TSA goon molest three-year-old. That's at GCNlive.com. We're going to play the footage of the news person filming it as the little girl's crying and being grabbed on. So just amazing information. Also, Big Sis caught lying to the American people. I'm glad Drudge linked to our TSA caves on molesting pilots, but I think this Big Sis caught lying to the American people. This is what everybody needs to see to understand this witch is a liar. I want to go over that information before I hit some economic news, but finishing up the very informative point that Bob McElvain, who lost his son on 9/11, was covering in Truth Rising. We Are Change New York got footage of Bo Deedle, who I'd protested because he's a co-host sometimes with Geraldo Rivera. When they were having a live show outside. I protested, and, you know, Deedle was acting like a tough guy and stuff, so I was screaming at him. But then he saw We Are Change later and said, I want to talk to you guys. You know, the way those buildings came down, it had to be bombs, and that's what other police and firemen said. Well, now we have all those videos confirming it. But when you get these guys on the street as human beings, I don't want to get into it, but I know quite a few people at Fox. I'll just leave it at that. And most of them know that 9/11 is an inside job. You've got cowards like Sean Hannity, who enjoys selling the lies. Beck has demonized 9/11 truth viciously and seems to enjoy it. But now how is he going to do that if he's talking about Obama might blow up federal buildings? I mean, you know, how can he talk about something that's a real threat because Democratic strategists are talking about it openly, like we don't exist and we don't see it? Bob, you were getting into some of the things that are happening and how we could really investigate this and, you know, really start going and talking to the controlled demolition companies, going and confronting Giuliani, you know, really going to the people that we know are covering up.
Well, yeah, it's just, I mean, that's, you know, like I said on the show, 37 is step one. You know, if anybody, if you're talking about anything, it is impossible, and that's, there's no if, ands, and but, impossible that a building, a steel building, can come down in free fall. So therefore, the whole story is off. Everyone's lied. So then you take, all right, so we have, you know, if we have an investigation, then you just, that's step one, go to demolition people, bring them into a trial. Then Giuliana, his actions that day, Jerry Hauer, the security firm which handled security that day. And you just keep going from there to there, and you go to both towers. And when we prove it's a controlled demolition, which is so easy to do, you can't argue impossible. When you have a science, a mechanical engineer on TV saying it's impossible for steel to bend like that without resistance, well, you can't argue that. That's why they won't have you on TV. Because what are you going to say? And you look at the films, I mean, you got to be an idiot not to know that that's a controlled demolition.
The only person ever to get on with Hannity was Governor Ventura, and he was in person with him.
Right.
And I don't think he was intimidated by Ventura's size. He was intimidated by the gravitas of just Ventura going, look, I was, you know, in underwater demolition. They blew those buildings up. You know, it fell free fall. And there's Hannity, who's always talking about his houses and his Rolexes and how much he loves money. Well, I hope you enjoy that money when you go to hell, buddy, because that's where traitors go. And, you know, I hope that gold is worth it when you go to Hades or 20 pieces of silver. Now, it's never too late, Hannity and Beck and others who've persecuted 9/11 truth to turn around and tell the truth. Even if you lose everything you've got, you'll have your integrity. But look, you know, that's why I have a feeling of satisfaction. I mean, I've had laryngitis for 2 weeks. I'm very sick today. It's gotten worse. I can hardly talk. I have to focus every second just to not start coughing. And I don't want sympathy or 1,000 phone calls with the cures I should use. The issue is, I'm here because this is important. I mean, wild horses couldn't drag me away from this information because I know we're having victory, and I know that resistance is victory. When you've got the truth, even if you're outnumbered 100-1, as the Texas Rangers said, the founder of the Texas Rangers, a man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right who keeps on a-coming. You can't just be right. You've got to just keep coming and not care what people say about you. When you've got the truth, you're going to win. Bob McElvain, God bless you. People need to get behind the buildingwhat.org campaign. Keep it up, my friend.
Hey,
we're going to get justice. Thank you so much. There
all
he goes.
Take care of yourself. Thank you.
You too, my friend. What a great soul. What a great spirit, Bob McElvain. But that said, I may have to take off some days this week. I just need to lay in bed and get over this. The thing is, almost everybody in the office has been sick for weeks with this chest thing. And I was talking to one of the crew. It was at a party this weekend, and they said half the people there couldn't breathe. And it just – I'm somebody who doesn't get sick maybe once every 2 years or something, and it just does not go away. Your diaphragm gets super sore because you've been coughing so much and you can't sleep at night. I'm not complaining. I just – I dread this interrogation I'm going to get in a couple days from a big national magazine with a big cover story they're doing because if I don't get some sleep, I'm going to be dumber than a box of rocks. So I am operating here in the last 2 weeks with very little sleep because you wake up coughing like the devil. Well, you know how it is if you've had a chest cold, but it's not like a chest cold. I haven't had a fever. It's just like something's coating my lungs. All right, now I'm whining. Let's get into the big news. There is a complete collapse of the globalist program with the TSA. If they fail here, they fail everywhere. You better believe they're going to find some jacked up crazies to try to get on planes with bombs, or they're just going to put one in the undercarriage of a plane and blow it out of the air. I would imagine this big counter response to these bullies, these thugs who are trying to train us how to submit, is going to be staged terror attacks. That's why you can't just expose the grope down, the rape down, the radiation from the scanners and their lies about it. You've also got to attack the foundation of their fraud, that they're our big mommy, our big brother, our big daddy, big sis. But this article, Big Sis Caught Lying to American People, this is so important to get out to everyone. It's so important to Google search Big Sis Caught Lying. Big Sis Caught Lying. Because she's in USA Today. They're having press conferences. They're having to respond. They're on the defensive now. And when people find out, remember just 2 weeks ago the TSA said we don't touch genitals, even though their own press release from a week before said it, and there's all the videos of it? See, they're losing all credibility. And, oh, she says we do this in a private place. No, they do it out in the open. And she says we don't save the images. Big lie. She says there's no radiation danger. Lie. We've got her. This article by Steve Watson is one of the best he's written in the last year. Great researcher, political scientist, Steve Watson, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. And then Jaron shows me another video from 2 years ago, a local newscast. And this is why this is going to fail. There's a lot of petty media people that when their ox gets gored, they're going to get angry. And that's what's happening with Chicago Tribune and New York Times writers. You know, some man grabs their and squeezes. They let me make sure that isn't a bomb. It's like they're, you know, handling grapefruit or something. Let me see if this is ripe. I mean, they really squeeze. Look, nobody. No, I'm not going through your scanner, and nobody is putting their hands on my genitals. And they admit that they want to phase in scanning for everyone. That's admitted. Don't you understand? Of course I'm angry. Of course. I want to fly, like I've done a couple times, to the Caribbean and go snorkeling and scuba diving for a week. Can't do it. Can't take my children to Disneyland or Disney World. I can't fly, you know, to Monument Valley and show them, you know, how beautiful that is. I'm having my mobility shut down. This is by design. Oh, it gives me a headache. This video is a shocker. It's shocker. TSA has been molesting children for years. And that's what this is. Anybody else did this in a park, you'd go to jail. Here's the short newscast.
Did you get a reaction from that video? Well, we sure did. The little girl you saw getting searched against her will, obviously, at an airport, is the 3-year-old daughter of our own Steve Simon.
Yeah, that incident led Steve to ask the Transportation Security Administration some important questions, and the answers can help all of us, frankly. Steve is here, and it was probably tough on you, but for Mandy, it had to have been frantic.
Yeah. She was a little bit scared, yeah. But also a little bit cranky as well. She's okay tonight,
she's
by the way.
She's 3.
Yeah, she's 3 years old. But first, I want to make it very clear, and I understand, I want to let you know, that there has to be some sacrifice and some balance when it comes to security at the airport.
So we have to grovel to the minimum wage people grabbing the little girl's rear end and legs. This is 2 years ago. No, it's a fraud. They know it's a fraud to make pilots do it. If you don't trust a pilot to have no security check, he shouldn't be flying the stinking airplane. Come on. Every time they quote the underwear bomber, the State Department was ordered to get him on the plane. It was all staged. Okay? And I know I keep repeating that. It's all a fraud. We're done. So this guy's little girl's getting grabbed. Listen, people have these instincts for a reason. My daughters, when men are around, they don't know, a plumber or whatever, they get quiet. If I try to introduce them to people, especially men, they get quiet, even though they're rambunctious and wild with people they know. That's an instinct. That's like a little dog when a big dog comes in the room. A little puppy will go get underneath something. That's an instinct. Okay? So, oh, his daughter was a little cranky. There's a person grabbing all of her. It's scaring her. It's out in front of people. This child has a normal instinct. Look, you're not going to brutalize and psychologically damage my children. You understand? And they want to have mobile checkpoints to do this. They want to take blood. They want in your life. They suck off of us. They want to buffalo us and break us. And it's not going to happen. Get it through your self-centered, full of yourself, government thug, police state head. Your bosses are the terrorists. Let's finish the clip.
I came home from that trip recently. That balance just didn't feel right.
Let's face it. Kids, airports, and security can be a tough mix.
It's a big pain in the butt.
Aww. And last month at the airport in Chattanooga, Tennessee, my three-year-old daughter, Mandy, went from this happy little girl to this during an ordeal through security. My cell phone has about 17 seconds of this. Here, a TSA employee we've decided not to show is patting down Mandy while my wife holds her. First, they tried a handheld metal detector. Mandy was not in the mood. And the TSA employee, well, in my opinion, did not know how to communicate to her. All of this started after Mandy's teddy bear was taken away for screening through the X-ray. And that started the crying, which meant Mandy had a tough time going through one of those metal detectors. It also meant the alarm went off twice. And TSA officials tell me when that alarm goes off twice, everyone, no matter how old you are, must be hand-searched. But did it have to be like this? Is there a better way?
In reality, what we as an agency should be doing, or employees, is looking at that child with a little bit of difference in how we handle the child.
James Marsham with the TSA would not comment specifically on the cell phone video, but he says some TSA screeners should follow some advice.
You try to make it as best you can for that child to come through.
Oh, this
you
is
ask
sick.
The child to put their arms up in some way, and if you can come up with some kind
That's
of
it.
Game.
That no more. It's up on Prison Planet and InfoWars if you want to see it. But the issue here is this has been going on for a long time. Now we're waking up to it and saying no. That's all that's happening. I'm going to skip this final break because I've got to get into the economy and the plunging dollar and their attempts to manipulate gold and silver. Also, wouldn't be able to do this radio show without our sponsors. And one of them is this awesome new knife and they've for self-defense, and they've got a video up on their website, theultimateknife.com. It's the Fox Karambit. And it's form-fitted and beveled to be the most comfortable knife ever held, and it's about half the price of similar knives. In fact, I found this knife for almost double on many other sites. It has the Emerson Wave Catch feature, allows you to open it with one hand faster than a switchblade with no springs. It's got the Talon feature. It's the Fox Karambit knife at theultimateknife.com, and they've got $10 off this month only for the Gold G10 model. So that's theultimateknife.com, and there's banners up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I suggest you go watch the video. I've also got a training knife on there. If you get the knife, you need to learn how to use it. Continuing, one other great sponsor that's made the broadcast possible, that's Food Production Systems for Backyard or Small Farm DVD video with bonus resources CD. I've been sent a lot of these. And this is so good. Starting in a few weeks, we're going to be carrying it on the online video bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com. But they're also going to continue to be a sponsor. And I think you should go to www.backyardfoodproduction.com. That's backyardfoodproduction.com. It's a DVD and an information CD that is invaluable. How to do it in small backyard areas or small family farms. the experts on fruit trees, butchering chickens, vegetables, eggs, rabbits, dogs, working dogs, orchards. This is just invaluable information. It's so much fun. And if you're a farming family or folks that are into gardening, get it and give it to folks as a gift. It's backyardfoodproduction.com. Becoming self-sufficient, getting back to the land, is just so incredibly essential in our society. You know, I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow on the show. We're going to get some guests on about it. But the fact that they're giving hundreds and hundreds of waivers in different waves to McDonald's and other big companies where they don't have to get insurance for their employees, but everybody else does, no one can compete against these people. It's kind of like big companies get tax exemption, but then little companies don't. That's why they're consolidating power. And it's just pure tyranny. I want to get more into that. I also have my, crazy economy stack here that I want to go over some here in just a few minutes. But I promised to get to this video. Excuse me, folks. Had to cough a little bit there. I wanted to go over this video and audio for listeners. Warning, it is very graphic. This is what teenagers are playing everywhere, all across the country and the world. This is one of the best-selling video games out there. When these video games come out, they make hundreds of millions of dollars. Call of Duty Black Ops, the latest version, shows good guys using torture. And when I was at Target yesterday buying some socks and clothes for the kids, there were giant end caps in front of the cash registers with nothing but Call of Duty Black Ops. And Bush orders torture. They torture people. You don't get real intelligence. It's only good for fake confessions and to scare people. And what he now, Bush has come out repeatedly in the last few months. He did again last week and said, "You bet I ordered torture and I ordered it again. I kept you safe with that torture." And when you look at this and when you understand what's going on and how they're bathing us in evil and how they're conditioning us to accept corruption and how they're telling us the good guys torture and then people do simulated torture over and over again, it disconnects them from reality and turns them into monsters. The bad guys torture. But that's why the globalists stage the terror attacks, so they could molest our kids, so they could teach us to torture, so they could have dramas on TV where the hero tortures, even people's children. They are turning us into devils to be their imperial army for the world government while we lose all of our liberties and freedoms. So let's go ahead and play this short clip of torture from Call of Duty Black Ops. Here are the Americans, the good guys, torturing. And, of course, they're always doing it to stop something bad, so it's morally good. This is pure evil. Here it is.
"You clearly don't know anything about Dragon Leader. I have nothing to gain by talking to you.
Think about what you have to lose."
Puts glass in his mouth and then punches it.
"We can do this all day. We got plenty of windows.
Or you can give us what we want and we guarantee your safety."
Of course, if you really punch somebody like that in the jaw, I'd break it.
"I'm already a dead man. I've been hunted across every corner of the globe. If you found me, so will they. They know everything you know. They're probably on their way now."
"Why?"
"Dragovich doesn't like loose ends. I've never even dealt with him directly. Only Steiner, the Germ."
"What was the nature of your business?"
"I was hired to help stabilize certain volatile compounds."
"What kind of compound?"
"Nova 6. A biochemical weapon."
"You led them right to me! Get your hands out!"
so there's the brainwashing. They tortured him. They got the answers. Torture is good. That's what tens of millions of youth are doing, and they're taught unrealistic warfare and battle, so they all go sign up to be in the military so they can be shot up with vaccines, you know, the real bioweapon, and breathe to you. So it's just total false reality. I wanted to shift gears here at the end of this hour with Ted Anderson. We saw them with the G20 Friday try to drive down gold and silver because it competes with their fiat currencies. It shot way back up today, then it shot way back down, then it shot way back up. There is a battle to drive down gold and silver, and we've seen this every time. The trend is only up, and so people should take this time, because I know you ran in and bought gold and silver when it did go down, Ted, to get back into the market before it runs back up, though that's already happening. So briefly, Ted, good to have you here. What's your take, before we give folks today's silver and gold deals, on every few weeks he issues hundreds and hundreds of waivers. It was 111 last Friday. To companies where they don't have to get insurance. I wonder if Midas Resources or Genesis Communications Network are going to get waivers from Obama to not have to buy insurance.
You know, I don't know about that, Alex, because, you know, they probably wouldn't do it for us. They want to help us in any way. But, yeah, you're right. There's so much manipulation and stuff going on. I mean, the G20 meeting, it was just so obvious. First thing they do is they raise the reserve requirements of the futures market, which drives the silver prices down a little bit. Because, you know, now you have to have about another, 0.4% up. Like it used to cost $5,000 for a contract. It went up to $6,500. Anyways, I mean, it did it. And then you've got China trying to raise the interest rates on their own market to drive the prices of gold and silver down. I mean, it's just this international push to push market prices down in gold and silver to support these fiat currencies.
Yeah, the fraudsters have been trying this for years, but now they're failing because they're playing the same old game, but they're accelerating their hyperinflation, which is a new part to the equation. Tell folks, we've only got about 2 minutes left, about the different gold and silver offers. The number is 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, Ted.
Well,
tell folks the offer.
Alex, the best deal that I have out there right now are the three videos that you have, the Fall of the Republic, Endgame, and the Obama Deception. They're $101. I mean, you just can't beat that. You get a... You know,
that's shipping included. I mean, the silver almost cost $101. Then with the shipping, it is above $101. Then a $60 value, three of my most powerful films on top of it, 800-686-2237. What about the silver half dollars?
Well, the silver half dollars currently right now are at $12.84, although I know the prices have gone up over $15 here recently with them, so that is a really good buy as well. Francs right now, $3.01. British sovereigns, $3.77. There's a lot of stuff that you can get involved with. I mean, gold did run up today. It hit 1377.90. Silver went up to 26.51. Very strong day for gold and silver both. And what are they doing? The Fed buys $7.9 billion in bonds just today alone, this morning, Monday. I mean, that's fiat money just coming right into the system. They can't drive gold prices down and print money at the same time. It's not possible.
No, they can't. Folks, I'm out of here. Retransmission on key issues coming up at Infowars.com. Please keep spreading the word about the broadcast. There's a new story up at Drudge Report. The illegal aliens in California are all going to get free in-state tuition. 800-686-2237. Protect yourself today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.